Come on in. Feel free to hang up any items over
okay,
here if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Just right up here.
Perfect. You can't crush this.
That's a lot of awesome medals. Are you a runner?
I am. I became one just in the seat.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to do. So
yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I had. I'm doing the Marine Corps Marathon mm-hmm. coming up in October, and
yeah.
the point of motivation at times was figuring out the timing of those long runs.
Yeah.
So the motivation was lacking if it was just like a Sunday and I'd rather do something else. So it became, let me sign up for a bunch of half marathons and let those become the long runs.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's fabulous. I'm going to run, well, I'm aiming to run the Baltimore Marathon
yeah.
on October 15th.
Nice.
So. My body holds out.
I know that one extremely well, not from having done it. I know it extremely well having lived in Baltimore for 5 years.
Okay. My whole family's in Baltimore,
oh,
so
nice.
I feel like that's a little close to my heart, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've watched people come by.
Well, it's more so that I've always, when I lived there, it was always something important that we had to do that day that we were then inconvenienced by.
Yeah, great.
I Though, have you ever done one before?
No, I've done
okay,
a half
yeah.
marathon. But.
There are... I've discovered there's varying quality of the event. What I mean by that is, like, there's one here in Alexandria that it's like they snake it through industrial areas so they actually can get into 13.1 miles.
Okay.
So it's the whole...
You're like, great, I get to see oh,
that's,
cans and
yeah,
neighborhoods.
Yeah, exactly. As opposed to, I just did the Fredericksburg historic half, where, I mean, they shut down the whole city for this. And yes, it goes through neighborhoods. The payoff was there's people who will be out there and they're giving out treats. They're giving out little water cups.
Very supportive,
yeah.
enthusiastic.
But at
yeah.
the 12-mile point, there was a family that had a little table set up with shots of Fireball.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
So that whole, I almost did it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not a heavy beer drinker, but they always do that free chip at the end of it. Like, yeah, I just burned 1,000 calories. I'm having
that.
Though I would share the most inappropriate advice I ever received was do not treat long-term endurance running as a weight loss strategy in terms of your training. The phrase was treated as, quote, surviving the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, it's not. Running is not a weight loss method for
no.
me. It's a sanity method, clear
yeah,
to head.
Yeah, yeah. Although there's a book, and I'll send you a link to this.
Okay.
There's a book called Primal Endurance,
mm-hmm.
which is the book that I only recently read that I wish I had read it 3 years ago. Because just the content inside of it. Basically, here's this whole market of people who are being sold all these high-sugar gel packets and told you need these to run.
Yeah.
And here's someone who's approached it from a very logical, natural foods perspective.
I would really like that.
Yeah.
Because I've wondered that. I mean, long runs, like, I've tried some of that goo or the little shot blocks, and I'm like, this is disgusting. But I've tried, like, also just Cliff Bars, which are a little more natural.
Right.
It's hard to eat those while you run, but anyway... I don't know. So,
well, the body derives energy either from sugars or fats.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound as sexy as carb loading, but
right.
there's a whole
there's
group of people out there doing fat loading.
Hmm. I'll have to see that.
Which,
right.
as a side... Yeah, yeah, which in many ways is kind of... So it's always... There's a phrase of working with something that I've got some familiarity with. When the golfer's here later today, there's always the fun moment of... Well, how often do you golf? And I have to go, I'm the guy who's never, you know, by the third hole of putt-putt.
I wouldn't know anything about golf.
Yeah, by the third hole of putt-putt, I'm going, can we just play for fun and not keep score? Yet
yeah.
inside of this, it becomes when there's something to bring into it, it makes it so much better. So thank you so much for getting here and taking care of this
okay.
as well. The way that we tend to work is we'll chat a little bit first of all about what you've shared here. We'll then talk about hypnosis, what
okay.
it is, what it's not, and then jump into the work from there. Any kind of like big picture questions on anything before we get started?
No, I mean, I've read through a lot yeah. of your things. And
excellent. Great. So when you say feeling better about yourself, what does that mean for you? You had to really describe that.
So I guess I don't know. We have had a lot of changes in our life.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's job, he's kind of gone back and forth to different things. So we've moved like 8 times
wow.
in the last decade. So
yeah.
it's been a lot. And I've really tried to keep myself making it look like an adventure really fun because my attitude reflects on the kids.
Yeah.
Even though I'm like, this is so not fun. But anyway, And so there's, I don't know, I think in the process of just moving so often and being new and leaving friends and being like, what's the point of making friends? We're leaving in a year kind of thing.
Yeah.
I've just kind of gotten a more low self-esteem, kind of just feeling not so great about myself and kind of believing that I really can't reach a lot of goals. And I keep having to convince myself that, yeah, it's possible. Like, I, even with the marathon, I'm kind of like, I don't even know, like, to tell many people because I feel like I'm not going to be able to do this. There's no way. But then I'm like, yes, I can. Like, I have my training program. Yeah, how hard can this be?
Right,
so
right.
So people do this. And just with my weight loss, I just feel like weight loss is so hard because it's not just, oh, I've done really perfect for 3 days. You have to, it's, you're in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
And so that's my problem. And then I'll just kind of self-doubt a lot and do some binge.
Right. Yeah. And I share, it seems like, and we bring this up not as advice, but because it's something that comes out of having worked with so many people on this. There's a phrase where we're almost looking for that place of perfection. And one day, the opposite side of this, one really good run really isn't going to change your life. And one day of not so perfect eating is also not going to change your life. So, I mean, the difference is, here's someone I just worked with that was by doctor's recommendations and doing the whole gluten-free thing, because when she ate that, here's what happened. So she had a specific reason to completely eradicate it,
yeah.
as opposed to, hey, it's one of the kids' birthdays, and I'm going to have some of the cake. And as
or
opposed to
being,
yeah, but as opposed to being every reason all is lost and we're back in the old way, instead, okay, I can have a little bit of this, I can enjoy it, and I'm fine.
Right.
Yeah. There's a guy who was here, I forget if I told you this on the phone, there's a guy who was here a couple of months ago, and we had seen each other before. By this point in our process, he's down like 30, 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And it's Super Bowl Sunday. Well, it's the Mount Vernon Stable in Baltimore, if you know
okay.
it. And yeah. that's where he mentioned that. And I'm going, oh, I know the place. Super Bowl Sunday, he's there with friends. And the experience basically was, he's having beer. He's having wings. He's having pizza. And the friends are all going, I can't believe you're eating that. And from his perspective, though, he goes, at the time I used to eat the entire, you know, dinner-sized portion of pizza to myself and order a pound or two of wings and polish off a couple of beers, he goes, I had two slices of pizza, I had a couple of wings, and I barely finished my second drink. Now, the beautiful moment was, he goes, and for the first time I can ever remember, I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah.
He goes, before it was this experience of, oh, I can't believe I'm eating this, all, you know, all is lost mindset.
Right.
As opposed to this time he slowed down. He actually ended up at the end of the day, he was a guy who was tracking everything, likely in a caloric deficit for that day. And even the next morning, his scale showed a little bit lighter of a weight. So it's
yeah.
where we don't quite get into the game. And
I agree. That's really good.
Yeah.
And I'm
looking here because it's not so much about, you know, vilifying this food, this thing is bad. It's more so that internal control and
grabbing.
Well,
I thought about it. Like, my kids will be eating a Snickers bar, and I looked at the calories one time, and I think if I have this right, it's like under 250 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that. I'm like, my Luna bar had like 180. But if I ate the Snickers bar, I would have been like, okay, this day is a day off.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, if ate half the bar or whatever, and that's what I'm trying to gain. I don't know that I necessarily... I mean, sure, I have a huge weakness for ice cream, and it would be really nice to not ever want to eat ice cream again, but I mean, I don't know that I never need to eat desserts again.
Right,
At
yeah.
first, when I thought about hypnosis, I'm like, that'll be great, I'll just get hypnotized to not like desserts, but then I thought, it's just about moderation.
Well, it's more so, you're right, it's also just that gaining back control, that if we spend our time working, you might have noticed the big ugly jar of cigarettes over there. Yeah. Which, the best compliment I get from people who are here to quit smoking is that by our second or third meeting, how little we're talking about cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's more so about them. What's the change that you create? And this is how, you know, so many different methods out there to produce change, or that thing is going to taste terrible, that thing is going to taste horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little part of the brain that's called the reticular activating cortex. We're getting really technical for a moment. And if you saw someone wearing the exact same shoes you were wearing right now, that's the part of the brain that would be lighting up and going, oh, cool, I have those shoes. It's also the part of the brain, which, forgive the language, we can officially refer to as the bullshit filter. Okay. Because it's the part that if I said, ice cream is going to taste terrible, that little part's going, no, it doesn't. So it's where we never deny reality. And because of that, gaining that better control. So as I'm looking through some of this, yeah, keeping active, keeping healthy, and more so doing these things because you enjoy them.
Right. And, yeah. But it's interesting to me, because not that I've hypnotized myself, but years ago, I literally loved donuts. And that was a huge weakness. And I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, I just didn't like them anymore.
Yeah.
And I can literally go to Krispy Kreme donuts with my kids, and they'll get donuts. And even on a day off where I'm not even eating healthy, I still won't get the donut. And the same thing happened with fast food. Like, I will never eat fast food. I just think it's disgusting. No matter, even if we're traveling across the country and that's all there is, I'm like, okay, I guess I can do Subway. That's not exactly fast food, but. And so I'm thinking I should be able to make that same kind of transition for things like ice cream and just kind of be like, I can have a frozen yogurt, or just kind of make that healthier alternative, since I've done it with other things and my life is fine. I don't care if I don't eat fast food.
There's a fun little thing you'll discover as we're working together, that there's these little moments of positive side effects. That here's this guy that I was just working with, and he goes, what did you say about snack foods? It's like, what do you mean? He goes, my wife is someone who's kind of following more of a snack throughout the day way of eating, which he goes, I'm really not interested in that to begin with. Here, I just rather have the meals and have the time to be more productive. But he goes, I can't sit next to her on the sofa when she's snacking. Just the smell of food when I know I don't need to eat just completely just sets me off, which I'm kind of nerding out and going, I didn't say anything about that. He's shifting on his own. I love that.
That's
so keep
really cool.
So feeling right. Healthier. When you say run easier, what does that mean for
you?
Well,
so we've had two kids get married, and if you know about weddings, it's like that's really motivating. You better lose some weight. So for my first daughter's wedding, they both got married within a calendar year, but I got down to I was like 20 some odd pounds lighter, but it happened really quickly. Mm-hmm. And when I was running during that time, it felt so good. And I just couldn't keep it off. It was too fast the way I lost it.
Right.
And anyway, so the same thing happened for this last wedding, but I didn't quite lose as much. I only lost like 10 and quickly put it back on. Mm-hmm. But so I know when I am later, it's so much easier to run, and that's just better for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just less wear on the body.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So be able to give more to your family. I love that. What does that mean?
So when I feel better about myself, or when I'm doing better emotionally all around, then I can be more available and give more to my husband, my kids, just be more outreaching.
Nice. I love it. I love it. And what are some of these new things you want to try out?
So, you know, I've always liked these, like, Pilates bar type classes, but I've always kind of been like, oh my gosh, I don't really feel that comfortable in, like, tight spandex things in front of but lots of people, so I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
So I feel better. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one less thing to have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and give yoga a try and accomplish goals. So the goals down the road are gain more control over the emotional and the binge eating, which you'll see a lot of what we're going to get into today. Is in that direction of that it's your control, that it's your choice what goes into the mouth, that it's your actions, it's your decisions. Maintaining a 25-pound weight loss, and then keeping active and eating healthy. Let me ask you this. Let's say it is that year from now, and that 25 pounds isn't even weight loss, just that's the size you are now. How's that going to feel? There you are, it's a year from now, and that weight's just history.
So I lost
it. It's already gone, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel very empowered, very good. Just feel like I will have accomplished something I wanted to accomplish.
Nice. So keeping active, eating healthy, and if I wasn't out of control of my eating, I'd be much happier. Which kind of bridges us into the hypnosis conversation, because again, many people, as they're looking into this for the first time, they have the expectation that it might involve some sort of loss of control. when really instead it's that taking back of control of these habits, these behaviors, as well as the emotions, beliefs, and feelings as well. So the question that would pop up is, what does hypnosis feel like? How do I know that I'm actually hypnotized? Well, today in the process, you may discover this profound sense of relaxation, like you're sinking into that chair. But then again, you might notice this almost light and floating sensation, like you'd imagine a balloon up in the air, or maybe doing a back float in water. Still comfortable, just not a heavy feeling.
Right.
Or today, my favorite one, you may discover the almost miraculous feeling that you're just sitting in a chair listening to me talk to you. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Whatever you feel is what you're supposed to feel.
Okay.
Now, because it's, what does thinking feel like? It's a mental process.
Mm-hmm.
That you might know some people that thinking seems to hurt them. So because of that, I layer into the experience moments of hypnotic phenomenon, which are rather interesting moments for you, but they're mostly there for me. So when I see you responding to these instructions, oh good, that tells me I get to use these techniques. And now you're deeper in hypnosis, you're responding to those instructions, and oh good, now I can use those techniques. So it's actually a very calibrated process.
Oh, okay.
So there may be some moments where you're so deeply interested in every single word that I say, which of course also means there's other moments where your mind wanders off to who the heck knows what.
Okay.
Let it. We describe hypnosis as being that bypassing of that critical awareness of the mind. As you mentioned before, I know I shouldn't be eating this thing, and yet here I am doing it. Here I am in this emotional experience, and I know for a fact that feeling is not hunger.
It's interesting, because I tell that to my husband all the time. I'm like, this doesn't even make any sense. How can someone want something so and be so dedicated? Like, I have charts on my wall and everything, but yet I can't follow through. That's just so odd. It's like, why can't, there's like this disconnect somewhere. So he's like, I don't know. You've done it before. You can do it.
The phrase I love is, if willpower really, really worked, we would all have everything we ever wanted. But we don't. But it's that conversation, which inside of the hypnosis process, willpower is that conscious mind activity. Willpower is that burst of adrenaline to make that thing happen, to muscle up and let it go, as opposed to what we're working with is that unconscious mind, that automatic processing. You drove here today, and even though you drove to a location you've never driven to before, you were mindful of the instructions, but the mechanics of where your foot goes and where your hands go, that was automatic. And to bring in these better behaviors, these better outcomes, eating to the point of satisfaction, and here comes this moment and responding to it in a better way, rather than, I got this, and having to perform some weird series of actions to consciously reinforce it. Instead, let it all become that new normal, that new automatic response. It's how, as we're working together, when you're here next time, and here's the bit of feedback of, yeah, here was this stressful day, but here's what I did differently. You'll hear, I'll give you the hint of it ahead of time. My question will be, did that feel like it was something you had to remind yourself to do, or is that just what came naturally in that moment? It's a point with the smokers that I have to only occasionally play the conversation of, no, you don't have to find something new to do 20 times a day. We're just finding the better mechanism in your mind where that need just isn't there whatsoever.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to throw in one little side note, which is that there was a guy here a couple of years ago, and we're working together, and everything's textbook. It's going exactly as it should. Though at the end of it, he looks at me, and he's nervous, and he goes, I don't know if that worked. Like, halfway through, my nose was itching. If I scratch my nose, does that pop me out of hypnosis? So because of Frank, I have to tell you today, you're allowed to scratch your nose.
Okay.
Yeah. You can cough, you can sneeze, you can adjust whatever you need to adjust. I don't judge.
Okay.
We're in a category that, oddly enough, as I like to call it, has just nuts and bolts to it. So I'm just going to kind of run down a series of questions here. How would you say portion sizes have been for you?
I am very much a black and white person. If I'm on a like good day of eating, then I'm really in control and portion sizes are very moderate and everything. But it's that then I sort of am the person that if you have a dozen eggs and one falls, then I'll just put them all on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then my portions are out of control.
Got
That's
it.
The kind of binge.
So to maintain that control no matter what kind of day it is. And no matter what the previous meals
were.
But
I have the capability to, you know, have smaller portions and be in control. But I don't know. I'm very much all or nothing person.
Yeah. And when it's one of these moments where it is perhaps an emotional experience, how would you say the food choices are?
emotions definitely play into it. If you're stressful, I have a son who is kind of at the tail end of Lyme disease, which if you know anything about that, is it's like pure torture. It takes years to get out of you. We're working with a lot of doctors. But so his, and it's neuro-Lyme, so he is very angry a lot of the time for no reason. He doesn't even know why he's angry. Mm-hmm. And so I get a lot of the brunt of that. And so that's really, sometimes I think I'm going to like the post-traumatic stress disorder because my husband says it's so hard. And he's a lot better now. But so I've had that to deal with, and then just the normal everyday of kids. And I eat a lot of times.
You mentioned exercise. Like, what would be the frequency you'd like that to be?
Is never a problem. I really do exercise. I mean, right now I'm training, so I run a lot, and we belong to a gym.
Nice. No, the great thing about the training aspect of it is it sets it to that very specific goal.
Yes.
That there's a whole category where I'd have someone here who. There's a woman here one time that had a Fitbit, an Apple Watch, the Up Band, and which she had bought. She had bought them all, playing the game of which one actually works. Which I tell you privately, I bought the Up 3, and I ran a half marathon. It logged 20 miles.
Oh.
It's the fastest return I've ever seen Best Buy process.
That's
so I ran a half marathon. Oh, awesome. It logged 20 miles. That's fantastic. That's only 13 miles.
You're like, sorry, buddy.
Here's your money back. Yeah. No, but I mean, it's that place of if we are consciously following a specific thing.
Yeah, I feel very.
It sets it into, I mean, there's the category of just here's the span of time. And this is what I'm doing, which for the exercise, it gives us something to track. There's something to be said about even for the person doing strength training, you know, be mindful of the weights and have the goal of increasing strength rather than I'm just doing the same thing. Because this is what, there's a personal trainer in the local area that has a line that just stuck in my head and it ruined me whenever I walk into a gym. He goes, why is everybody on the treadmills? They don't know what else to use.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's one thing. I've been lucky. My husband's actually a bodybuilder, so he's always in, like, perfect shape.
Yeah.
And it's been interesting because he's kind of told me what to do along the way, but I'm not really a weightlifter. I do lift, but not...
Well, I mean, it's the phrase that we always find the thing that we like.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. You have to have a plan.
Right. Well, especially on the exercise,
I like the plan of exercise.
Nice. Well, cool. I've got what I need.
Okay.
You give me the roadmap. I get to go back in as the tour guide. There's a couple of, one last thing, this little side warning to give you, some side effects of the process, which if these are not acceptable, let me know. We'll stop right here.
Okay.
The first is that very often people report back that they feel a lot more relaxed and a lot more confident the rest of today. The second is you'll probably sleep better tonight.
Oh, well, I'll take that.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
Deal with it. I've got what I need. Let's get to work.
Okay.
Quick thing, though. There's a interesting thing that I've been tracking with clients over the years, that the phrase becomes a bit of expectation. Given the same, this gets technical, given the same quality of change, we can often have different subjective experience of what it feels like to have that same change. So here's three groups of people all with the same result, yet different flavors of it. So the first group of people, oddly enough, the majority, of course, this is the group of people that the previous issues are just kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Okay.
It's just that thing that used to be there and now it's just not there.
Mm-hmm.
Bulk of people that I work with. The next group of people, oddly enough, this one is my favorite, just because of the novelty of it. I call it the habit of the issue rather than the issue itself.
Okay.
Or the habit of the habit rather than the habit. Best example was a smoker that she's driving to visit her sister's house, and out of habit, she's sitting at that one stoplight that takes forever, waiting, and she's now fishing around for a cigarette, at which point she laughs at herself because she had thrown them out 3 weeks ago and hadn't smoked since.
Right. But it's still...
Yeah, I had the laser eye surgery, and for like 2 months I was looking for my glasses. Laugh at the moment, move on. In this category, it's the moment where someone catches themselves... Exactly, at the fridge, at the vending machine at work going, the hell am I doing? I'm not even hungry. Fine.
Laugh at the moment. Which I'd be fine with.
Yeah, which for the nail biter, I had a woman here a couple of weeks back that she's driving, and she had the experience of...
Why?
And she calls me from the side of the road going, my hand just moved towards my face and then immediately found something else to do. What does that mean? And all I could respond was, you're welcome.
Yeah, I'm like, well, that's not
laugh at the novelty, enjoy the change.
Okay.
The last group of people, a small group, they may occasionally have that briefest of a mind battle that, yes, no, should I, shouldn't I? Yet the difference is this time you're ready for it.
Okay.
You let the moment pass and it passes quicker than it even come on. Or you make use of one of the strategies that comes out of what we'll do today,
right,
and you're fine. So notice that all three of these groups were successful. I just give you those different subjective experience because it kind of brings in some of the expectation.
Okay,
of it,
no, that's
the way.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which is kind of fun to play the game of. On Tuesday, I was in this category. And on Wednesday, I did this, and then I moved myself to this one instead.
Right.
So it's that whole taking back control mindset.
Okay.
Let's get to work.
Like
great. I'm going to kick these lights off. They get old after a while. Well, great. The way you're sitting is fantastic. Actually, the chair does a lot of the work for us. Let me turn off my gadgets over there. The chair does recline back. Would you be comfortable with the chair leaning back?
Sure.
Check that out. Oh, yeah. And the way you're sitting is fantastic. It is helpful if the hands are on the sides of the chair, just because sometimes I might tap on the back of the hand. I might even tap on the shoulder, too, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah.
I have to ask permission. It's a simple process, just a matter of following some easy instructions. Ready to do some hypnosis?
Yes.
Ready to make these changes?
Absolutely.
Ready to knock out this issue?
Yes.
Awesome. Let's have some fun. So I tell you what, for right now, just simply take a look here at my hand. And just go ahead and take a nice deep breath in as you can follow my hand up with your eyes and hold that breath for a moment. And as you exhale now, just let those eyelids close on down. That's right. Good. Because today, of course, this is a time for you. It's a time for you to relax and to let go. And really the most important thing is that today is all about helping you to simply take back control of your own life, of your own health, of your own body. And the way that the process today works is a little different than what some people would expect. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that it's a Wednesday morning. It doesn't matter that it's about 10:41 a.m. All that matters is that this is a time for you to achieve things that you want, to achieve things that you absolutely deserve. And I could tell you to go ahead and relax your entire body, but that's really not that necessary. Because for right now, just simply bring your attention to your eyelids. Just your eyelids. Some of the smallest muscles in your face. Definitely some of the smallest muscles in your body. Because for right now, just simply go ahead and relax those eyelids all the way down to that place where you know that you can make them just not work, as if they could power off like a TV, as if they could shut down like a computer, so that even if you were to try to open them instead, they could just relax even further down, kind of like checking a door that's locked to make sure it's still locked. And as you know that you have made them that good and relaxed, just go ahead, test them and satisfy yourself. You can make them just not work. Try they just relax even further. Try they just relax all the way down. Good. And quit testing. Take that quality of focus. Take that sense of awareness you've now created. Send that down across your body, just like a nice wave of comfort. And noticing right now that every natural breath follows the one before. You never have to remind yourself to breathe. Your body already knows exactly what it needs. Isn't that interesting? Your body already knows how to take in just the right amount. And that's kind of how today works. I know how to put the right words in the right order. And it's your mind, it's your body that begin to create these experiences, these changes easily now. Like in a moment, not yet, but in a moment I'll ask you to let those eyelids open and close back down. And when they close down this first time, notice that you can relax perhaps as much as 10 times deeper. Whatever that means to you, just let those eyelids open back up. And just let them close right back on down. And just allow yourself to relax as much as 10 times deeper. Again, every natural breath guiding you deeper down. It's just like exercise. The more we make use of those muscles, the more we feed them the appropriate rest and nutrition, that's when they grow even stronger. So again, in a moment, we'll have you let the eyes open and close. And this time when they close, notice you can double the awareness of that chair fully supporting your body. Let the eyelids open. Let them close and just double that awareness so you can feel twice as comfortable. twice as relaxed, twice as confident in your abilities to make these changes thoroughly, permanently, confidently, once and for all. That's right. And we'll do this one last time. On the last one, when those eyelids close, notice you can just let go of any remaining tension in the body. Just let the eyelids open and just let them close and just go much, much deeper down today. The interesting thing is that sounds around you will begin to matter less and less. Whether it's the sound of cars parking outside or footsteps in the office above or sometimes my chair squeaks, today all of these sounds begin to matter less and less. As today the sound of my voice and the feeling of every breath you exhale, that's what helps to guide you deeper down. As you can send your awareness, as you can send your thoughts over here to this right hand, in a moment I'm going to reach over and I'm going to pick up that right arm by the wrist. Today you've got a very special piece of instruction. Just do nothing. When I pick up that arm, just let it dangle there like a soaking wet dish rag. Let it be loose, limp, and lazy like a rag doll. I'll pick it up a few inches. We'll let it fall as it falls. Let it just plop right back down to the arm of that chair. And whenever we do that, let that help take you much, much deeper down. Let that arm be heavy, loose, limp, lazy. You're kind of helping me out. Just do nothing. Just let it dangle there. That's what we're looking for. As it falls, just plop deeper down. In fact, today, anytime I pick up that hand and drop it, notice how that helps to take you much, much deeper down. Beautiful. Because at this point, already a few moments in, we've now got all the physical relaxation that we're going to need for now. So now, you can begin to allow yourself to relax yourself mentally. The rest of the physical body can continue relaxing, whether it's the feeling of your feet hanging off the end of the chair, whether it's the feeling of your hands resting comfortably on the padding of the chair, or perhaps even you can feel that slight flutter of the eyelids, a wonderful sign as the body is processing the state wonderfully, thoroughly, deeply. Yet now we can begin to relax the mind. I mean, consider that up until recently, you've maybe had those moments where you were fighting with yourself to maintain your health. Up until recently, perhaps as if there's been this battle going on inside to easily make the right choices. And the theme of today is very different than that. Rather than fight, rather than battle, today is all about helping you to relax these challenges away, as if they weren't even there in the first place. To let go of the weight easily, as if you had never even gained it in the first place. If you'd like that, just nod your head. That's right. In fact, in a moment, we'll have you begin to relax yourself mentally. In a moment, we'll have you begin to count slowly backwards out loud. From 100. And today when you do that, just let every number you say help you to double that mental relaxation. So by the time you reach 98, probably even sooner, you can just relax the rest of the mat of your mind. As if there's just nothing left to count. Want that to happen. Expect that to happen. Make that happen. Because as they are gone, just notice how good you feel. As you can begin slowly, backwards, out loud, from 100 now.
100.
Good. Now double that mental relaxation.
99.
That's right. Just getting ready to let them all go.
98.
And go ahead now. Just relax the rest of them away. Make them gone. That's right. And as they're gone, just nod your head. You got it. And even now, notice that even as I count backwards from 5 to 1, you can allow these thoughts, you can allow these suggestions, you can allow these experiences to help guide you to a deeper place of calm, focus, and ability is 5. Relaxing more and more. Again, noticing that every natural breath follows the one before. You never have to remind yourself to breathe. Your body already knows how to take in just the right amount. The number four, noticing and appreciating the fact that this is a process that never involves a loss of awareness. No, instead, it's a heightening of awareness. Like only because I mention it, you can become profoundly aware of those shoes on your feet. The weight, the fit, the comfort. You can notice your feet. You can notice your body in that chair. And all of these experiences reminding you you're safe, secure, deeply relaxed, every breath you exhale, navigating you towards these outcomes, these changes, these transformations, so easily, so naturally, so normally, as if that's just how it's always been. The number three, deeper down. What's kind of interesting is you've been sitting in this room now for like 45 minutes since you first arrived. Yet chances are that right now is probably the first time you become aware of the sound of that clock ticking on the wall off to your left. And that sound, that sensation has been there this entire time. Yet only because I direct your attention to it does it carry any meaning, does it carry any purpose. Letting that sound, letting that sensation be a reminder that this moment right now is brand new. This moment right now has never happened before, and this moment right now will never happen again. In fact, in this moment already, you are an entirely different person than who you have ever been before in your life. In this moment already, you have changed dramatically. And to be quite fair, I say that in the simplest of ways possible. At one point in life, you were a small baby. You had to learn how to crawl before you could ever get up and walk. And today, you're able to get around just fine. How at one point in life, you were dependent upon someone else to feed you, to bathe you, to care for you. And today, you can do these things all for yourself. So as people, we have this wonderful ability to grow up, to grow out of old behaviors, out of old needs. Just because something was one way before is no reason it has to be that way now. Just because something was hard yesterday is perhaps every reason why it can become easy now. Even down to the cellular structure of your body. You are an amazing network of cells that are multiplying and dividing and replacing the ones that die off at a pace so rapidly you don't have to concern yourself with it. The body you are in right now is different than the one you've ever had before in your life. So the number two, deeper down as I drop that hand, we could say you've tried losing the weight. We could say you've tried motivating your eating. We could say you've tried putting up charts to motivate yourself. And all of that is good. All of that is valid. That all that matters today, all that matters from this day forward, is you've tried carrying around that extra 25 pounds. That's what you've tried. And the fact that you're here today tells us that just doesn't work for you anymore. So simply now, time to do things very differently. So the number one, with every breath you exhale, with every word I say, discovering just how easy it all becomes, as if from this point forward, deeper and deeper down, adopting to and adapting to the simplest of health plans out there, the simplest of programs that might as well not be a program, might as well not be a plan. Eat right. Drink right. That's right. Move right. And by doing so, just how easy it is to feel right. So as you walk out that door today, leaving behind in the past the difficulty, leaving behind in the past and the challenge, as if right now the simplest of hypnotic phrases that you lock into your mind once and for all, I've got this. This is going to be easy. This is going to be fun. Because as that's a hypnotic suggestion you give yourself, that becomes your reality. The truth is today, this is a process in which I just give you some rather simple instructions, and it's your mind, it's your body that create the changes. And a few times today will give you the opportunity to really discover the power of your own mind, the strength of your own unconscious mind. Like in a moment, I'm going to count forward with the number one. And with every number that I say, begin to notice. With every number that I count, begin to imagine. With every number you hear me say, begin to allow those eyelids to start to squeeze and squint. Notice as I count forward, they can start to twitch and tighten down just a little bit more tightly shut with every number that I say. They're already responding as one, those eyelids squeezing, squinting, further shut. That's right, good. The number two, twitching, tightening, further down. That's right. The number three, squeezing all the way down as if they were like a clamp, like a vise, so that once they squeeze, they just kind of stay that way. Four, as if you could imagine they're becoming glued, stuck tight, shut. And five, so tightly down that even if you were to try to open them, they just squeeze down even stronger. Give them a try and they just keep squeezing. Try to open them and they just keep squeezing. Some people smile. That's an odd sensation. Try and they just keep squeezing and quit testing. Restore that comfort. Reestablish that relaxation. Send that all the way down across your body. Just like a nice wave of relaxation, so that now as I pick up that hand and drop it, simply stretch your mind, stretch your imagination. You see, it's the imagination that plays the game of that food will make me feel better. It's the imagination that perhaps on a day where you've planned to run finds everything else it could possibly do. So like a muscle, today we stretch the imagination in a brand new direction to use that power for good rather than challenge. So be there in your mind, imagine, picture, think of yourself as if there you are, it's a year from now. And the health, the confidence, the peace of mind in your own body is wonderfully different. Be there. It's a year from now. And there you are, perhaps standing in front of a mirror, noticing just how well you will have done. There you are in that moment, loving what you're seeing, loving how you look, wearing clothes that accentuate the body rather than choosing clothes to hide the body. As if you could look to that place in your future and remember just how easy things will have become. Whether it's the shopping for clothing, whether it's the fitting things on you, whether it's just that personal satisfaction that when you glance at yourself in the mirror, you love what you see. And whether it's your kids, whether it's your husband, the sounds of people around you complimenting, praising you as to just how well you've done. Yet notice this. As if you can go into that experience, that lighter, slimmer, healthier, stronger you, and become aware of the sounds of your own thoughts. Notice what's different. Notice what's clearer. As if you can remember some of those moments where in the past, an emotion may have come up and it would have been every reason. It would have been the same old story, yet now that story is thoroughly, permanently, consistently changed. Recognizing it all as energy. What is a calorie anyway? A calorie is a specific unit of measurement of energy. So that even if it is a moment where emotions are rising, the answer is not to add more energy. The answer instead is to use that energy. So be there, as if there you are, aware of the clarity, the confidence, the peace of mind of your own thoughts. As if you could hear your own thoughts and notice what's different. And connect with that feeling in your body. This is nothing new. This is something you've already done in many ways. Yet the difference is now. That physical energy, now that endurance, now that motivation inside. It's not because you have to. It's not because you need to. It's because you like it. Feel that comfort in your own body. As I pick up this hand and drop it, simply go inside and be there. see it through your own eyes, feel it in your own skin, hear the sounds around you in your own ears, as if you can look to that place in your future and remember just how well you will have done. There's no need to defer happiness. There's no need to set off these goals in the future anymore. There's no need to always plan on that someday I'll do this. No, today, as early as today, as you walk out that door, as you feel the warmth of that summer air in your body, you begin to find yourself now feeling physically stronger and fitter, more alert, more wide awake, and more energetic. And now becoming calmer and clearer. More composed, peaceful, and at ease, just simply thinking more clearly, concentrating more easily, seeing things exactly as they really are, no longer out of proportion as they may have been in the past. As you find yourself now so easily, so naturally, so normally, eating right, drinking right, moving right, feeling right, discovering just this natural rise of energy, this natural sense of motivation, not because you have to, not because you need to, but now because you like it, because you enjoy it. Every bite of food, every step of a run has a result somewhere in the body. And giving yourself that best of nutrition, not just physically, but also mentally. Tapping into that greater sense of confidence and independence within yourself, that ability to stick up for yourself, especially now as it's to yourself. That's right. To hold your own, no matter how difficult or trying things may have seemed to be. And because all of these things begin to happen more and more, not because I say so, not because of some really friendly words that I know how to say, but simply because it's just part of who you are. It's absolutely true every day in every way. You just find yourself doing better and better. We begin this process with this expectation that hypnosis is this weird thing that I've never really done before. Yet the truth is, you are already an expert at this, as there are several hypnotic suggestions that over the years you have accepted in some way. And perhaps as building a better foundation, perhaps as motivating these results as early as today, we can begin to dehypnotize some of the patterns that have been there up until now. As if in the privacy of your own thoughts, you can scan all regions of your mind and body and become aware of this previously held belief. Whether it was believed to be true or not doesn't matter. It was there. This all is lost mindset. This, if I have just one, I might as well have more. Because it's at this point I can tell you, one of the reasons we find such great success here is that we're not here together to take away any enjoyment whatsoever. In fact, it's the opposite. Today, you and I are here together working on this to increase your enjoyment, to increase your satisfaction. Not just at the body becoming healthier, stronger, leaner, but also with each and every day that passes, discovering now a greater sense of satisfaction, a greater sense of enjoyment, whether it's from the run, whether it's from the nutrition, whether it's the time you spend with your family. In fact, in terms of that eating, discovering now this incredible ability to eat slowly, enough to truly listen to your body and absolutely begin to feel that satisfaction. Eating slowly enough to really taste the flavors, the textures, these ingredients. It's an interesting story of a woman who sat in that chair several months ago. We were talking about certain foods and recipes after we had worked together. I'm a bit of a foodie myself and often prepping things, preparing things, the wonderful ways that spices accentuate flavors. And we got onto the topic of foods that perhaps we didn't like in the past, but now we suddenly discovered we enjoyed. And personally, I brought up the experience of Brussels sprouts. I didn't used to like them, and now they're probably in my meals at least 3 or 4 times a week. So it's at this point that she turned her nose up and simply said, "Oh, those are disgusting. I hate those." Yet as if like a flash of inspiration, like a personal epiphany, something snapped. Her head cocked to the side, and she suddenly smiled, and she said, "You know what? Maybe the Barbara who was 60 pounds fatter was the one who didn't like Brussels sprouts. Maybe the new and improved Barbara does. Send me the recipe. I'll try it out this week." And the amazing discovery, now she enjoyed them. Now, the fair statement is, it really doesn't matter whether or not you choose to eat that specific food, yet discovering now this satisfaction begins to increase with each and every day that passes. Foods that you enjoy, that you know in your heart and mind are appropriate for your health. These wonderful natural sources of energy, the good, healthy colors of nature, the reds, the orange, the greens, the blues, the purples, the good, healthy colors of nature that give your body energy. The foods that you and I can look at and know for a fact, I know exactly what that is. That's food as opposed to a food product. These are the items you find the satisfaction begins to increase more and more, eating slowly enough to truly listen to your body and absolutely begin to feel that satisfaction and that wonderful satisfied feeling arriving to your brain, to your mind immediately. And with delight, with confidence, with pride, that moment where you push away that excess portion, realizing that now, from this point forward, you have full control over what goes into your mouth, when, where, and how much. It's your choice how well you satisfy yourself. And even discovering, even if there is the occasional indulgence, as it does happen, the stuff tastes good, it's meant to be enjoyed, again, though, eating slowly, enough to truly listen to your body and absolutely begin to feel that satisfaction. We are not here to take away any enjoyment whatsoever, no. Instead, it's as we work together now, increasing that satisfaction, increasing that enjoyment, so that now these good, healthy choices, whether it's the preparation, the cooking, or the eating of it, almost as if there's something meditative about it, something calming about it. Like that odd bit of satisfaction after filling up our car with gas and the tank is now full. I'm good. Allowing that satisfaction to last right up into your next regular meal. Eating slowly, consciously. We're not here to take away any enjoyment whatsoever. That's why so many people have issues with diets. They deprive, they limit. Finding now, as soon as you walk out that door today, the very next moment you find that opportunity at the appropriate time to sit down and really give your full focus. No longer eating in a hypnotic trance. Instead, allowing your conscious mind to come alive, to taste the flavors, the subtle ingredients, the textures. Even surprising yourself as these healthier items now become more and more enjoyable. And even so, the desire for these things that you know in your heart and mind never really solved anything. That begins to fade and fall away on its own. Because from this day forward, that's the difference. It's your choice what goes into your mouth, when, where, and how much. It's always now within your power, chipping away, sanding away, polishing away whatever beliefs, ideas, or patterns may have been there before. All that matters now is it's your choice. In fact, it's that power of choice in the mind. It's like a muscle. That every time you make use of it, it now grows stronger with use. In fact, let's play with it for a moment. This is kind of interesting. Take this right hand, squeeze that thing down into a nice tight fist. Just take that right hand, squeeze it all the way down. Earlier, I asked you to do nothing. This time, help me out. We're going to pick up that arm together. Now keep the hand squeezing down. Though as we lift up the arm, let the arm straighten out in the air. Let the elbow straighten on out. Even as I let go, let it just hang out in position right there. Perfect. Because as I start counting forward with the number one, with every number that I say, begin to notice. With every number that I count, begin to imagine. With every number you hear me say, begin to feel that right arm growing stronger and stronger, as if that thing is growing stiff and rigid like a steel bar, so that one, that shoulder, that joint locking in place, the arm getting stronger, stiff and rigid like a steel bar. That's right, good. Two, the elbow as well, straightening, stiffening, as if it's being stretched comfortably across the room. Three, the wrist as well becoming so strong that even if I were to press down, it just kind of springs right back into position. Number four, you're already doing it. The hand's already squeezing tightly down, sending that energy all the way up the arm. As five, that entire thing becomes so strong, so stiff and rigid that the more you try to bend it, the stronger it gets. Give it a try. It just gets even stronger. Try to bend that thing. It just gets even stronger. Give it a good try. It gets even stronger. Some people smile at that. It's kind of an odd sensation. Try, and it gets even stronger. Check this out. Hypnosis is a state of the mind, not the eyes. The rest of your body can keep relaxing. Though discover this. Open your eyes. As you look at your arm, that thing gets even stronger. Try it now. It gets even stronger. Kind of weird, right? Yeah. You're doing fantastic. Try it now. It gets even stronger. Yeah, we can just let it hang. Okay, we'll fix this. Let the eyelids close. As I tap on the hand, let the entire thing flop down like overcooked spaghetti. Now, just relaxing at your own pace. Comfortably down. As you can begin to appreciate the simplicity that this all becomes, it no longer has to be complicated. Because the part of your mind that could wrap itself around the reality that for a moment the eyelids wouldn't open. That same part of your mind that even as you looked at the same arm you've carried around your entire life, that thing wouldn't bend, is honestly the same part of your mind that now, as soon as you walk out that door, and with every positive choice you make, you discover just how easy this all becomes. You discover just how simple this all becomes. With every bite, with every step, with every moment that passes, there's always a better way to take care of yourself. And if there ever is a feeling, an emotion that comes up, discovering now, it's energy. And what is food? What is calories? What are calories? But a specific measurement of energy. So it's that mindset now that if there is a challenging moment, that's energy that needs to be spent. Energy that needs to be used up. The same as for a person who's perhaps just graduating from college, just coming out of high school perhaps, and to put it simply, for the first time entering into a professional career, there's an interesting bit of advice they're often given. To take part of their paycheck and automatically invest it into a 401k, an IRA, some sort of savings. We're always going to have liabilities. We'll always have taxes to pay. Yet somehow, if we lived as if only like 5% wasn't ours to spend, we still manage to make ends meet. It may tighten the budget just a little bit, yet it's maybe the reason a person packs a lunch rather than buys it. Maybe the reason they make the coffee at home rather than drop $6 at Starbucks. We'll always have things that demand our money. Yet somehow, if we lived as if 5% wasn't ours to spend in the first place, we still manage to make ends meet. Now, the people who go on TV and talk about investments and financing, they all call this the same thing. They call it pay yourself first. And it probably goes without saying that I know that you're not here for financial advice. However, realize the most important valuable asset that you have is your time. So the real difference is, as you walk out that door today, as you discover yourself back in your own environments, discovering the better ways that you get to spend your time, making it easy to reach for the healthiest of options, making it easy to keep this training, this exercise, so natural, so normal, so easy, as if that's just how it's always been. There's a man whose name you've probably never heard before. His name is Pavel Satsulin. Most people have never heard of him, but if you've ever seen a kettlebell, he is the Russian who is responsible for why we know what those things are. And to give full credit, there's a little bit of a mindset adjustment that I have to share that was his. That there are words that we can remove from your vocabulary. To eliminate the word of a workout. To surprisingly tell you, you will never exercise again. But instead now, as you shift all this wonderful effort, all this wonderful physical activity you've been making use of, instead to become training, practice, a building of endurance, or even better, activity, play. As if the mindset is not, I've got to go to this class because it's scheduled, but no, I get to go have fun. As we're here today to increase that enjoyment, to increase that satisfaction, and oddly enough, by increasing that satisfaction, finding these stress levels, finding these emotional levels begin to dwindle on down. As you simply find more and more satisfying ways to take care of yourself, so as if you could scan all parts of your mind and become aware of this old belief, whether it was conscious or not, really doesn't matter. That if there was a challenging moment, that food would be a solution. You've tried that, it didn't work. There were more foods, there were more emotions. And you fell into that rut. Today, once and for all, you climb out of it. So as I count from 3 to 1, allowing those old thoughts, those old beliefs that in any way food could satisfy an emotional moment, allow those thoughts to be gone. 3, letting them fade and fall away. Much like without any effort, your desire for certain foods just disappeared on their own. The number 2, like a cloud in a warm day breaking off into individual pieces. The number 1, just allow those thoughts to be gone. And instead, fill that space in with better opportunities to satisfy yourself, better opportunities to take care of yourself, better mechanisms to be kind to yourself. Eat right, drink right, move right, feel right. And if there ever was a belief system in there that perhaps in some way thought these foods ever had control over you, today we allow those to be gone once and for all as well. Figuratively and literally, you are bigger than those foods ever were. So allowing those thoughts to be gone. 3, any bonds, any ties, any connections fading and falling away. 2, any old patterns of beliefs and habits that maybe you were raised with as a small child. The truth is, no matter what you do with food, every bit of it eventually becomes waste. All of it. Whether you eat it and pass it through your system, whether it becomes a science experiment in the back of the fridge, whether you scrape it into the trash can, every bit of it eventually becomes waste. So taking joy, taking pleasure in the fact that excess portions at times are left behind, extra food left on the plate, planted like victory flags, not of where you've been, but instead now of where you're going. And the number 1, these old patterns of a loss of control fading and falling away. So as I pick up that hand and drop it, as you walk out that door today, that's the real difference. That's the real outcome. Eat right, drink right, move right, feel right, gaining back control and discovering along the way, this is fun, the ways that this control begins to spill over to other parts of your life. We're not working on the foods. We're not working on the emotions. We're improving you. As you grow stronger, as you grow healthier, these old things just don't fit anymore. They just don't belong anymore. They just don't make sense anymore. Allowing yourself to move on, to let go, to rebuild what it's time to rebuild, and simply let go of what it's time to let go of. And that even if there is the occasional moment to enjoy, to indulge, by all means, slowly, consciously, savoring the experience, discovering how just one or two bites satisfies you more than the massive portion ever may have done in the past. And as these moments become fewer and far between, not because you need to, not because you have to, but now because you enjoy it that way. And focus on this feeling in your body right now. Focus on these sensations flowing throughout you physically, mentally, emotionally. This calmer, more relaxed state of being. Then we're going to build a harness. We're going to build a resource out of this. As simply now follow some easy instructions. Take a nice deep breath in. Let those lungs fill with air. Breathe it on in. Hold it for a moment. And as you exhale now, just think the word relax. And allow that single cleansing breath to be a reminder to your inner mind to be calm, confident, free to think with a clear mind, using your best skills, abilities, wisdom, everything you know to be true, to be the best you can be. To be at peace within. To relax into this reality you establish for yourself now. One more time, a nice deep breath in. Let those lungs fill with air. Hold it for a moment. Feel that power. Feel that healthy you, ready to take charge. Breathe it on out. Relax. That single cleansing breath. So that anytime, anywhere, if there ever is a moment where you feel like you need something, it's that mechanism, it's that function to stop, to take back control. As I pick up this hand and drop it, imagine it's a stressful day. Imagine it's a day where it's not necessarily your son's fault. He's angry. And it's that situation that's going on. And it's that moment where in the past it may have triggered an old series of behaviors, yet now simply stop. Take that nice deep breath in. Let those lungs fill with air. Hold it for a moment. Realize that energy there waiting to come out. Breathe it on out now. Connect the word relax. And imagine, picture, think of yourself. There you are, choosing a better way to take care of yourself. Using up that energy rather than adding more. As I pick up this hand and drop, and imagine it's one of these simply mindless moments that we're all guilty of occasionally. Maybe you're bored. Maybe it's just not much going on. And it's that moment where you would have found yourself in front of the fridge, the pantry, looking for something, yet simply now, stop. Take that deep breath in. Let those lungs fill with air. Hold it for a moment. Notice that power. Scan your body. Breathe it on out. Relax. And that smile even forming on your face, realizing just how much control you absolutely have. This is nothing new. This is who you are. And let's fold in one more thing before we wrap up for the day. Become aware of those things you'll do today, those things you'll do tomorrow. Firmly establishing one foot in front of the other in this path of success that you invigorate for yourself now. Give yourself a better sense of instant gratification than any bite of food ever could have done in the past. As you lock into your mind right here, right now, those things you'll do today, those things you'll do tomorrow, as evidence of proof, this is what I'm doing now. Whether it's a grocery trip, whether it's a cleansing of the materials at home, whether it's a bit of training or activity, become aware of those things you'll do today, those things you'll do tomorrow, firmly establishing one foot in front of the other in this path of success that is all yours to enjoy now. Because even though today we've only had these few moments of hypnosis to work together, these thoughts, these suggestions, these experiences, they all become a part of you simply because you choose them, simply because you like them. So naturally, so normally, so easily, as if that's just how it's always been, sounds around you mattering less and less. In fact, the same way we have the occasional distraction of noises, our environment, or the same way that perhaps you find yourself around others and they're choosing to eat in opposite ways. Yet discovering now the sight, the smell of them choosing these less than healthy options instead now motivates you more than ever before to take care of yourself, to be kind to yourself. Eat right, drink right, move right, feel right, even from just these few moments we've spent together today. And this is interesting, over the next few days, longer if you like, of all things, the color red. Of all things to talk about, the color red, 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 that color red just begins to stand out. That color red begins to stick out. It begins to shine out brighter and stronger than it ever has before as a reinforcement, as a reminder of everything you achieve from this day forward. Whether it's as small as fingernail polish, as common as a stop sign, a stoplight, the taillight of a car in front of you, or as big as a building or a billboard, that color red, 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 red just serves as a reinforcement, as a reminder, kind of like that pat on the back. I've got this. This is going to be easy. It's not a reminder to stop and do something when you see the color red. Some people don't even notice it any different consciously. However deep within your unconscious now, it's that reinforcement, it's that reminder, it's that nudge in the right direction of the ease, the happiness, the comfort, the confidence, the giving, not just to your family, but also back to yourself that this all becomes now. As I count forward from 1 to 5, feel that energy rising on up. So that at the count of 5, specifically at 5, those eyelids will easily reopen, feeling refreshed, feeling alert, feeling good. Those eyelids will only easily reopen as quickly as your unconscious now locks on to those things you'll do today, those things you'll do tomorrow, establishing this path of success, each and every step motivating the one after. Like a set of dominoes, like a snowball going downhill, getting stronger and stronger with every choice, with every action, with every moment that passes as one. Feel that energy rising throughout you now. That motivation to get out and move, that motivation to feed yourself, to eat right, drink right, move right, feel right, to let it all become so easy, so natural, so normal, as if that's just how it's always been. The number 2, again, be there in your mind, as if it's a year from now. Having already lost the weight, so that as you walk out that door today, it's as if physically you're already there. Mentally, you're already there. And with every day that passes, stepping into that reality more and more easily. The number 3, beneath those eyelids, the eyes clearing as if they've been bathed in that clear summer air, feeling good, feeling refreshed, becoming aware of, again, those things you'll do today, those things you'll do tomorrow. Firmly establishing one foot in front of the other in this path of success that you invigorate for yourself once and for all, thoroughly, permanently, confidently from this day forward. The number 4, I've got this. This is going to be easy. And as you're ready now, 5, let those eyelids reopen, feeling refreshed, feeling alert, feeling good. And you do feel good, don't you?
Yeah.
You look like you needed that. You stay relaxed back. We'll chat for a couple of minutes or so. First of all, time-wise, how many minutes would you say that was just now? If you had to place a guess and stick a number on it, what would you say?
9:10.
9:10 minutes. Cool. Because we started at 10:41, and it's now 11:27.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so what felt like 9 or 10 minutes was actually about 40 minutes.
That is amazing.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. Yeah. Little things like that that we layer into the process, like with the eyelids not opening, or you seem to get a kick out of this moment where you were looking at, what did that feel like?
I don't know, it just felt very strong.
Yeah, which technically speaking, to give you the most professional feedback I can give you, high five, you did awesome. So your feedback as we work together, that's what helps to guide me. So for example, there was this day where it was kind of the same old story at home in terms of this thing happening around my husband or the kids. Yep, the difference was here's how I reacted differently. But then again, here is this moment where this is how I normally would have felt, but I was able to kind of go through it and just the emotional reaction wasn't even there at all. Or here's this moment where I kind of get on a bit of a kick. I prepped some things, I cooked some things. And I've just got this environment of success now that I can just take care of myself better. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of keep track of these little adjustments along the way in terms of, wow, that was easier. That was simpler. Here's a moment where I did that deep breath thing. Here's a moment where I just caught myself doing it and just realized, oh, yeah, I got this.
All right.
So I'm going to send you by email. It's a standard stress relief self-hypnosis session.
Okay.
Now, what's interesting about it is if you were to go online and track down someone else with a similar program, theirs would be 45 minutes long. It would tell you to listen to it every single day for 45 days. If you miss a day, start over again.
Okay.
Ain't nobody got time for that. You'll like my instructions better. First of all, the audio is only like 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
Also, it reinforces that deep breath trigger that we did inside of the process. So think of it more like training wheels, because I can't tell you listen to it for this many days straight, because the truth is after 3 or 4 listens, you'll just kind of realize, yeah, I know how to do that now. Stop reminding me.
Okay.
So it's where the training wheels break away, and rather than being dependent upon an audio program, you've got this mechanism you can do anytime, anywhere, and nobody knows you're doing something.
Okay.
And the side note is the more you do it, the better it works, and the better it works, the less you're going to need it, and you just find yourself just naturally doing the exactly. Any questions for me, anything today?
No, that was great.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Thanks for coming
Thank
in.
You.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know schedule for next week?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
let me take a peek here, because I know we needed to set that.
What is your availability? How soon after?
I would tend to say for the next one to be about a week out.
Okay.
And so if this 10 a.m. spot is good, I've actually got 10 a.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week.
Like there's something I should have brought my little calendar thing.
Yeah.
Let's just plan Wednesday.
Yeah,
then.
I'll do this.
If for some reason I'll email you and say let's move it to Thursday.
Yeah, I'll do it the easy way, which is that I used to be really nerdy with all sorts of color coding in my system and set up tentative appointments, but now I just confirm everything as if it's confirmed. So
okay. In
the moment I do that, it'll send you an email later today.
Okay.
That'll confirm it. If it's good, we'll keep it. If it's not, we'll move it. No problem. Yeah. Actually, most of next week is kind of an admin week for me of teaching, so it'll be easier to schedule that way. Well, cool.
All right.
Awesome. So keep track of how well things go. Keep track of changes you're noticing.
Yeah.
Play with that audio a couple of times and enjoy.
All right.
Good meeting you today.
Thank you. Good
meeting absolutely.
You.
Were you paying by credit, cash, check? What's best for you?
If I can do, sorry.
Yeah, if you press down, the chair is so low. So, yeah.